Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and listeners, from now until the end of the show, we're going to open the phone lines to hear about whether you are or aren't online dating. Are you on Tinder, Bumble, Grindr, or one of the many other dating apps right now? How's it going? Have you managed to find love in the time of COVID even? We want to hear your stories, good and bad. 646-435-7280, 646-435-7280. And if you are dating, what sorts of limits have you put on things when it comes to dating safely? Are you in the camp of people actually meeting up for in-person dates, or the camp of those who would consider a potential date suggesting an in-person meetup a massive red flag? Tell us your online dating stories in the time of COVID-19, 646-435-7280, 646-435-7280, and we'll bring on, I think, a great guest on this to take your calls with me. I'll just say, we know dating is hard, but dating during a global pandemic, as they say, it's complicated. But that's not to say it is stopping anyone from trying. Here are some stats. Data released by Bumble. Over a two-week period in March, New York City saw a 23% increase in messages on the platform, and by the end of March, an 84% increase in voice calls and video chats. Tinder, meanwhile, recorded its single busiest day in the middle of the pandemic, March 29th, with more than 3 billion left or right swipes. Our next guest knows about Tinder and the online dating world. She's the host of the live comedy show, Tinder Live, where she live broadcasts her Tinder profile on a projection screen as an audience votes on whether she should swipe left or right on potential dates. And she has also written extensively on the subject of online dating and relationships. So joining us now is Lane Moore, comedian, creator of the Tinder Live comedy show, and author of the bestseller, How to Be Alone, If You Want to, and Even If You Don't. Hi, Lane. Welcome to WNYC.
Hi. Thank you so much.
So first of all, just so people can get to know you a little bit, have you been able to do Tinder Live remotely?
Yeah, I've been doing some live streams, but it has been interesting to see what has been going on with people who are online dating right now. It's definitely been a little bit different. Yeah.
Like what? Give us an example.
Well, there's a lot of people who are making jokes about the situation in their dating app profiles, which I don't really know how I feel about. Like, I saw one that was like, bars are closed, restaurants are closed, your DMs hopefully open. And I'm like, what does that even mean? First of all, if we match, my DMs are open. That's not a great joke. But also, like, I think what people are trying to do is they're trying to make light of the situation, use it as a reason to bond with each other, which is what people should be doing. I mean, in a crisis, that can create an opportunity for increased intimacy, which is great. But there are definitely some people on the dating apps who are like, I don't have it, so let's meet up. And it's like, well, first of all, do you really know that you don't? And second of all, let's continue to social distance, please.
Let's take a phone call right away. Veronica in Princeton has a story, I think. Veronica, you're on WNYC. Hi there.
Hi, how are you, Brian Lehrer? Thank you for your show. I've been enjoying it this entire quarantine time.
Thank you, thank you.
But yes, I just wanted to say that, yeah, I've been on the dating apps, and I definitely have noticed a difference in the selections pre and post the coronavirus. And it got to the, I think what happened in New York is maybe the people who are able to move, maybe higher educated, different jobs who have the ability to be mobile and go to, you know, second houses, they left. And so then I've been moving my my location around in order to find maybe, you know, the certain population.
And let me be clear on this. Are you trying to not look like you're from New York because people will shun you, as opposed to New Jersey, or not, or you're trying to avoid people who are from New York?
No. I usually put New York because I go into New York a lot. But I noticed that after coronavirus, you know, during this whole quarantine, the selection has changed. And I think it, in terms of education, I have a post-grad education, and I noticed that the population has changed a bit. And when I moved my location to other areas further out of New York City, it looked more like what I'm used to seeing. So I guess what I'm, it's just a little observation of potentially the people with the means to leave have left New York temporarily.
Right. And there's been reporting on that. One of the articles that I've seen says the richest 450,000 people in New York City have left for their second homes. I don't know how they come up with that metric exactly, but it's something I've seen published. Anyway, what would you say to Veronica?
I mean, it sounds like she's already solved it. I mean, you know, Tinder and like all these dating apps, I think, allow you to look outside. I mean, they'll be back. And also, it's entirely possible that maybe the person you end up with is not the exact metrics that you're looking for. And I'm not suggesting in any way to settle. It's just that sometimes when you think you're looking for something really specific, like I'm somebody who believes, and you totally don't have to believe this, but I'm somebody who believes that like it's totally possible the person I end up with is like none of those things. So who knows? Maybe the fact that all these people left, maybe you end up talking to somebody who, yeah, maybe meets your criteria but lives out of state, or maybe, you know, lives here but didn't entirely meet your criteria. It might be kind of a fun time to see like, oh, maybe I want something a little different, or maybe this person lives in Maryland and now you end up moving to Maryland. I don't know. I think right now it's kind of an exciting time to imagine like, oh, maybe life won't look the way I thought it would look, because right now life doesn't look the way we thought it would look at all.
Yes. And small sample, Veronica's online dating pool, but an interesting indicator of how people seem to be scattering. Tyler in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Tyler.
Hey, Brian. Well, first of all, I'm very rich and smart, so I'd be happy to date your last caller. highly educated. I'm here in Brooklyn, New York. Dating's been, it's been actually, well, way harder, obviously, but there feels like there's more hurdles, because it's like, well, let's do a phone call and then let's do a FaceTime. And I feel like there's more room to kind of judge somebody on what they look like and their apartment. And, but I have gone on 2 in-person dates in Prospect Park. So,
and how did you do that? Was it with 6-foot distancing, taking a walk, or how did that go? What were the ground rules?
I think we just kind of felt like we were responsible adults. So we didn't like, you know, have a measuring tape, but we stood a few feet away. We had a picnic. We had the masks. We take the masks off occasionally. You know, we're both kind of living alone anyways. So, but I am looking to date somebody seriously. And I'd say like, you know, 19 out of 20 will stop responding to you when you say that, you know, when you're just messaging. Because there's a lot of, you know, whose apartment are you going to go to? Is it clean? Do you have roommates? So it seems like most people just want to have pen pals right now, in my experience.
So Lane Moore, talk to Tyler.
Yeah, Tyler Fish.
I mean, what did you say?
Oh, he was giving his last name. No, that's okay. our guest, Lane Moore from Tinder Live. Lane, go ahead. What are you thinking? Is this representative of what you're hearing?
It is. I mean, I think to give you a little bit more perspective on the, like, people just want pen pals, I don't think it's that people don't want a relationship. I think that it's just such a scary time, and it seems like having a relationship right now would be impossible, because there's this idea of, like, what if we get each other sick? Like, you don't know. What if we're a carrier? What if we weren't a carrier and we go to the grocery store and we become a carrier, and then I bring it to you or you bring it to me because you interacted with someone? Like, I think there's just so little that's known about the virus that it just seems like meeting somebody to in-person date right now is really challenging. And I mean, I don't want to negate your experience, because like whatever you feel is totally valid, but if there's a way to look at the video dating and stuff like that less as like, oh my God, they're judging my apartment, which I totally get. And more just like, oh, this is like a little bit different or like a little bit slower dating than what I'm used to, because I think one of the things on like the side of women for online dating is that so many women experience men saying like, I don't want to just chat with you. I just want to meet up. Let's just go on the date, whatever. And I think a lot of women are like, I want to make sure this person's safe. I want to make sure I get along with them. So for women, it's kind of nice. A lot of women that I've talked to, that there is more chatting, that it's like, oh, we can like video before a date. Cause I know a lot of women who wanted that anyway before this. So I don't think, I'm just speaking for myself and like the women I know, I don't think that they're like looking for like reasons to discard you. I think it's, you know, and I think that, you know, sometimes people are, that's their own issue. But I think that a lot of the like, oh, I want something seriously right now, I think a lot of people are having a hard time just conceptualizing that. So I don't know that it's like a commitment phobia as much as it is like, we don't know when this is going to end. We don't understand this disease. I don't know. That's how I've experienced it. So if any of that is any comfort at all.
Tyler, thank you. And we'll continue in a minute with more of your online dating stories during the time of COVID-19 and with Lane Moore, host of the Tinder Live comedy show and author of How to Be Alone If You Want to and Even If You Don't. 646-435-7280. If you have a story or a question, 646-435-7280. Right after this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC with Lane Moore, host of the Tinder Live comedy show. And one more promo, folks. And Lane, maybe you can help us with this over the next couple of days. I don't know if you know that we're doing a Wednesday night series called Four Graduations and a Wedding. And next Wednesday night, it's the wedding. Wednesday night, June 6th, the June wedding. This is because you can't have commencement exercises and you can't have wedding receptions in person right now. And we want to give a few engaged couples the opportunity to get married on the radio, symbolically, or if you bring your own officiant, for real. So here's the invitation, folks, if this sounds like you. If you are currently engaged and would like to be celebrated in a radio reception, an at least symbolic wedding, just send an email to blshow@wnyc.org and we'll get back to you. All right? Just send an email to blshow@wnyc.org. Use the subject line radio wedding to blshow@wnyc.org. And Lane, I doubt that there are going to be people who met in the time of COVID. That's all I'll say.
You never know.
Hey, you want to see something really potentially nice? Remember how we had the first caller, Veronica, in Princeton, who's having trouble meeting people, I guess, because of how people are distributed or finding people more outside the city. And then we had the second caller, Tyler in Brooklyn, who said he would like to, he says, I'd like to go out with Veronica. Well,
yeah.
Veronica's calling back. Hi, Veronica. Hi again.
Hi.
You're interested in that guy?
Just in case he was still on the line.
You like the way he sounded?
Honestly, anyone who's like listening to your show at this time of day, has already won points.
Ooh, Brian Lehrer show as something they have in common. All right. If you actually want to do that, we're going to take your contact only off the air. So we'll see if you want to make that match at your own risk.
Please do this. Please tell us everything.
That's right. You have to call back, Veronica, in the future. If you don't have to call back with a horror story if you don't want, but if things go really well, you can call us back, okay?
I will. I'll follow up. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Hold on. Matt in Andover, you're on WNYC. Hi, Matt.
Oh, hey, Brian. Hey, Lane. You should be the new matchmaker. Have your own dating site after this, after hearing the last caller.
I guess
caller.
So. After one, one's a good.
I know. You're right. Yeah, that's amazing.
Go ahead, real quick, Matt, because our time is short.
I'm just in a parking lot at work. You know, I'm a healthcare worker, and it's like really tough, like going out there and be like, hey, by the way, I've been exposed to COVID more times than anybody else in the country, probably. And you don't want to hang out and possibly get sick. You know, it doesn't. And also, it's, you know, and people who are quarantined, it's nothing going on. And it's all boring. I mean, like, hey, what show did you watch? Oh, that's cool. Maybe I'll check that out. But it's tough right now for online dating. It's social distance hiking. That's all I have to say about that.
Matt, thank you. Tough for a healthcare worker, I'm sure. Let me see if we can get one more before we get one last response from Lane. Michael in Crown Heights. Michael, you're on WNYC. You have an observation about the difference between now and pre-COVID?
Yeah, hi, Brian. I would just, you know, I think the profiles before and now, based on a conversation I had last night with a female friend, just saying, like, you know, the amount of people she sees with profiles that say tested positive for antibodies or things like that, where I just, you know, it continually makes me disappointed in being a man on these apps, you know. So that was pretty much it.
People are advertising their antibody status. Interesting. One more. Victoria in Harlem. Victoria, hi. We have like 20 seconds for you. Can you do it?
Yes. Hi, Brian. I have a good story. Hopefully it will inspire others to go on Tinder and meet people. My sister lives in Milan, and as you know, in Italy, Italy was hit really hard. So the solitude was really profound. She started talking with this gentleman, Giovanni, on Tinder, and he offered to quarantine together, which sounded like a completely insane idea because they've never met. And it meant that if she actually travels across town and stays with him, she will have to stay there for 12 years until the quarantine rules will kind of like get eased a little bit. So
did she say yes?
She did. She said yes. She had to get a doctor's appointment in his area to legally travel across town. So she spent 12 days with this strange person, and now they're dating. It's been over a month, and I'm very happy that I didn't see her story on the news in a bad way. So that ended.
There are many, and I have to go, so I'm sorry for that. But we have 30 seconds for last word, Lane. And how about that? First, the antibody test as new profile plus point on Tinder. And then, Victoria, talk about taking risks, right? We take risks when we go shopping now. I just met you. I'll live with you for quarantine.
Totally. But I mean, maybe that's the new marriage. Like, there's always been a part of me that's just like, what if, I mean, don't get me wrong, in like extreme situations, you don't want to have to stay married. But sometimes you do wonder, like, what if you had to tough it out for a certain amount of time? Would more couples find a way to work it out? Maybe. So maybe that's what's going to happen in a lot of these quarantine relationships. It's like, if you're stuck, to figure it out.
Lane Moore hosts the comedy show Tinder Live and is the author of How to Be Alone If You Want To and Even If You Don't. You're going to have to do a sequel with that story from Italy. Thanks, Lane.
Yeah.